Well, that was Layla with Duane Allman and Eric Clapton, so that must be time for that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM. I am Jim Sumaria.
You're good, Jim.
Thank you.
And I am co-host Mark Plotnick. As we do each week, Jim and I bring you music, insights, and interviews spanning the most prolific and freewheeling era for rock and roll, the 1950s to the early 1980s.
Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, which is available on Amazon and at the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum website gift page. The book features my exclusive photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day with words by my co-host, Mr. Mark Plotnick.
Jim, we're starting with a question. Do you know what a heavy breather is?
Yeah, kind of, like obscene phone callers, that stuff.
I suppose that's one answer, but the answer I'm looking for is harmonica player, which brings us to today's show.
Well, here's a little background on the instrument called the harmonica. It's sometimes called the mouth organ, the people's instrument, a blues harp, a pocket pal, and marine band. I had a marine band, but I wasn't very good at the harmonica. I played the same thing over and over again. The origins of the harmonica date back to ancient China and an instrument called the sheng. In the early 1800s, the modern harmonica was invented by a 16-year-old German man named Christian Buschmann. Did you know that?
I did.
Oh, okay.
And actually, they say that others may have been involved, but whatever, he gets the credit. And then came the Henry Ford of harmonica manufacturers. German clock salesman Matthias Horner formed the Horner Company in 1857, and he learned to mass produce the instrument, and he found a huge market in America. And in the early 1900s, they developed a chromatic harmonica that enabled the instrument to play music in all keys.
And due to its portability, the harmonica became popular with Civil War soldiers, cowboys, the westward migration to the American South. And I've noticed in a lot of prison movies they play it. Did you ever notice that?
Yes.
Yeah, it was in prison movies. It has found its way into many styles of music, but none more important than the blues, which is Mark and I's our favorite kind of music. So today we are featuring players in the blues and blues rock categories. So Mark, let's bring it on home.
Yep, great segue, Jim, because our first song is Bring It On Home. It was written by Willie Dixon and recorded by blues great Sonny Boy Williamson II. He was also known as Rice Miller. There was a Sonny Boy Williamson I, but they're two different people. There are fascinating and contradictory details about this man's life, but what is in question was his playing ability. He was a showman who bridged the gap between old and new blues, and for many households, Rice Miller was best known in the 1940s as the star of the long-running radio show King Biscuit Time, which turned into the King Biscuit Flower Hour. He began his career playing gigs with bluesmen like Robert Johnson, and his career ended playing sold-out shows in Europe with Eric Clapton and the Yardbirds. What a way to end your career, huh? Here is Sonny Boy 2 playing Bring It On Home from the 1966 Chess Records release, The Real Folk Blues.
Home to you.
Well, and there's another really good version of the song by a band called Led Zeppelin, one of the heaviest sounding blues rock bands of all time. And Robert Plant demonstrated his harp skills on approximately 5 Led Zeppelin albums. He's really, really good on the harmonica. On their version of Bring It On Home, he does a yeoman's job channeling Sonny Boy's harp playing and vocal moaning. Put on your headphones and sit back and enjoy the song Bring It On Home by Led Zeppelin.
Magic, I got that load. John, I'm going higher, all aboard. I'm gonna take my seat right way back. Yeah, I watch this train go down the track. Bring it on home, bring it on home to you. Watch out, watch out, memory.
Now that's a version of Bring It On Home. Love that.
Yeah. A little side note here. They had to give soul writing credit to Willie Dixon because on the original LP, it said Robert Plant and Jimmy Page and the other guys. And they claimed that because the whole second half of the song was different, that there was their song. And they had to go to court and they eventually gave soul writing credit to Willie Dixon. So there. All right. Our next harpist played for the Boston-based Jay Giles Band. They were known for their funky brand of blues rock and sweaty party anthems. Writer Dave Marsh of Rolling Stone magazine called harpist Dick Solowitz possibly the best white musician to play blues harmonica. And Solowitz was more than just a musician. He and a co-inventor were awarded a U.S. patent for a harmonica-like instrument that revolutionized its limited tunings. So here is the man nicknamed Magic Dick Solowitz on the instrumental Whammer Jammer. The song first appeared on the band's 1971 studio album, The Morning After. Thank you.
You know, Mark, of all the bands I photographed, I think my favorite might have been Jay Giles, the most exciting band in person.
I thought it was The Who.
The Who and Jay Giles,
okay.
I would say.
All right, you're going to have one and two.
Well, I said one of them.
Okay, all
but
right.
Jay Giles was awesome.
Well, just a reminder, you are listening to that classic rock show on WHRU LP, Huntley Community Radio, the Mighty 101.5 FM. And on demand 24/7. Jim, introduce us to our next harmonica legend.
Well, our next featured artist has been going nonstop for 50 years.
Wow.
Yep. And he is still winning and being nominated for music awards. That's how good this guy is. Harpist Charlie Musselwhite has played alongside Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, and others during his Chicago days. And one of his closest friends was blues legend John Lee Hooker, who I love. And he also stood up at Musselwhite's wedding. That's pretty cool. Over the years, Charles Musselwhite has lent his talents to musicians such as Ben Harper, the Blind Boys of Alabama, Cat Stevens, Eddie Vedder, and even Tom Waits. But today we are featuring the song 100 Years of Blues, recorded with Rock and Roll Hall of Fame guitarist Elvin Bishop. The song checkmarks many famous names and places in Chicago blues history. Take a good listen to this song, folks. It's really, really good.
From Oklahoma. This is my pal Charlie. Now he's from Tennessee. We're here with you all this evening and damn glad to be. We've been playing this music a long time. I'll tell you folks the truth. You know, between the two of us, at 100 years of blue. We got our education in Chicago way back in the 1960s, hanging out in those clubs, chasing girls and playing blues and drinking all kinds of whiskey, running all over the South Side.
Yeah, man, down at 43rd and Vincennes.
Yeah, Peppers. And the West Side, too.
Oh, yeah. Lake and Kedzie.
Wolf's Hangout. Silvio's. Man, think about it. It's been 100 years of blue.
Knew all the cats. We knew Wolf and Muddy and Sonny Boy too. We had a mighty fine time. You know, we were just, well, breaking all the rules. We're glad you came to see us. And it's really good to see you all. You know, we're mighty glad to be here, and actually we're lucky to be anywhere at all. Well, if you like what you hear and you think we've paid our dues, I just want you to remember, we bring you 100 years of the blues. I ain't lying.
Yeah, you know they tell me, Charlie, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I guess it is true. We We've been around since the Dead Sea was sick.
All right. Jim, do you have any stories about this?
Charles Musselwhite?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I'm just checking because, you know, you've been around. So.
No, never photographed him, never saw him, but okay. Love his music.
All right. Well, our next heavy breather is known as the godfather of British blues. Over the years, some of the world's finest rock musicians have spent time playing in his bands. And although John Mayall is a singer, songwriter, guitarist, and keyboard player, we've chosen the song that features his dazzling skills on blues harp. The song Parchment Farm appeared on his 1966 album, John Mayall's Blues Breakers, featuring Eric Clapton. Parchment Farm was the site of a Mississippi state prison dating back to the early 1900s. So here is John Mayall doing his version of Parchment Farm.
Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Ain't never done no man no harm. Live for sex. Rhyme from that kind of live for sex. Rhyme from that kind of live for sex. Throw a shotgun at my back.
Just a little side note to that song. Prisons were once a treasure trove of untapped blues talent, and the song we just heard was actually written by Bucca White, and he was actually an inmate at Parchment Farm. So.
Good old Bucca White.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're going to do some more blues by a British band. Now, Mark, this is probably going to be the toughest question you're asked all day. The band's name is Cream. You may have heard of them. It's a power trio. Do you know the name of the three members?
Of course. What kind of question is that?
Well, I just, you know, you think you know everything. This is a really tough question.
All right. Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, and Ginger Baker.
Wow, that's really good. You probably studied before the show today.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Cream, you know, just a famous, famous band. And while Cream was very complex and disciplined in the studio, when they were on stage, they took the gloves off and they broke the mold and just had long improvised jams. Just some incredible music. Bassist Jack Bruce was a formerly trained musician who also played cello and keyboards, but on occasion he demonstrated his prowess on blues harp. Here is Cream's live version of the blues classic, Rollin' and Tumblin', off the 1970 album, Live Cream.
Thank you.
That was Jack Bruce making a lot of train sounds. So Cream also did a song called Train Time, which actually was another blues harp improvisational song.
You know, Mark, just on that song, you realize Jack Bruce sang, then played harmonica, and was playing bass all at the same time.
Unbelievable.
That's incredible.
I know, really, really. Well, a few years ago, my wife and I saw our next featured harmonica player at Ravinia. Little did we know that he has appeared on hundreds of CDs and movie soundtracks. His name is Howard Levy, and he is the master of the harmonica as well as a pianist, composer, bandleader, teacher, and producer. At age 19, he discovered new ways to play the diatonic harmonica. These techniques enabled Levy to take the instrument beyond its traditional role in blues and folk and into other forms such as jazz, classical, and Middle Eastern. Here is Howard Levy teaming up with guitarist Chris Seibold, or it might be Seibold, I don't know, on the song The Tri-State Boogie off their 2018 album Art and Adrenaline.
Well, we've been playing harmonica players, and I hope you've enjoyed part one of that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM, and available on demand 24/7.